Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
The middle class is disappearing, and here is what is killing it. The middle class has been slowly disappearing for a number of decades now. Over the past 50 years, the percentage of Americans in the middle class plummeted from 61% to 50%. And I've only got to tell you, I see it getting worse from here. Of course, there's a number of systemic and economic factors that go into this tightening of the middle class. For one thing, inflation over the past few years has hit the middle class especially hard. But there's also a handful of big mistakes that people make that hinder their progress towards financial freedom. And today we're going to explore five major money pitfalls that the middle class faces right now. And if you're ready to transform your financial situation and start building wealth, then let's get into it. Write these down. Number one, they're buying liabilities. A liability is anything that takes money out of your pocket every single month. Your mortgage, your car payment, credit cards. Have you seen credit card interest rates right now? Holy smokes. And then, of course, loans. Now, when you're pouring your money into these expensive liabilities month after month after month, there's little room in your budget for anything else. Not to mention, most liabilities come along with an outrageous interest rate. Interest rates on certain retail credit cards are just astonishing. 33% in some cases. Now, once you fall prey to this trap, it becomes increasingly harder to start buying performing assets that will help you build wealth. If this sounds like your situation, then I really encourage you to check out the video that I recently published on credit card debt in the United States. It's mind-blowing, so check out that video. Number two, not building enough income streams. Now, a lot of middle-class families live off of one or maybe two salaries. Now, imagine if you lose your job. Now, if you want to start building wealth, you'll need to start adding income streams to your family's overall income. This can be businesses, side hustles, or my favorite, rental properties. Diversifying your income streams is an incredible way to start building wealth and protecting your family. Number three, practicing lifestyle inflation. This lifestyle creep keeps people locked into a lifestyle of living paycheck to paycheck. And if you've never heard of this term before, let me explain. Lifestyle inflation is when your income rises and you also bump up your spending habits. So let's say you get a raise at work and then you plan a big vacation, buy a fancy new car. So instead of bringing home extra money every month, you end up spending more. It's lifestyle creep, and it prevents you from building wealth and keeps you in a cycle of living paycheck to paycheck. Back in the day when I used to get a raise every year or whatever it was, I used to pretend like I never got that raise. So whatever incremental amount I was making went right into savings, went right into investing. And I never really even knew that I got a raise. And that's the beauty of it. I didn't allow that lifestyle creep to come in because it happens whether we want to or not. Number four, trying to time the market. This might be the biggest middle-class mistake of them all. Too many middle-class people talk themselves out of building wealth because of the market conditions. Yes, rates are higher right now than they were in the past several years, but we are not going to see rates back down to the size of 3 or even 4% for a very, very long time, or if ever. The ability to build wealth through real estate is going to get harder and harder to reach as prices go up later this year. And the 1% will continue to gobble up all of the available real estate that's out there. So this is how the middle class's wealth is shriveling up and the top 1% is amassing more and more assets. Do you think wealthy investors give a crap about fluctuations in interest rates? No, they don't. Let me tell you why. Successful investors aren't splitting hairs over 1 or 2 percentage points. They see the value in making long-term asset purchases, and they go for it. Number five, they don't focus on financial education, a huge mistake in the middle class. They sort of just set up a 401k, and they set it and forget it. One of the most powerful things you can do to reach any type of goal is to focus on education. The more that you learn, the more options open up for you, no matter your financial situation. I highly recommend making financial education a priority for you. So be sure to check out this next video, which is the Beginner's Guide to Financial Education. Watch that right now. and we'll see you next time.